96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I'm afraid of cats. I hate cats. I was chased by a cat when I was 6 years old.
I'm afraid of heights. I don't know why, but I used to have these continuous dreams about just falling endlessly.
I think I'm scared of just not living my life and being productive because I realize life is short.
I'm afraid of heights. I don't do planes. And I've never been on a plane before and don't plan on going on one.
Well, those are just a few examples of the things some people are afraid of. Maybe you're afraid of success or failure or falling in love or dying alone. Well, we all have a fear or fears, but how do we deal with them? And when do we decide to deal with them? Well, motivational speaker and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141 radio host, Dr. Willie Jolly is my guest tonight. He's going to help you face your fear. He's going to take you by the hand so you don't have to be afraid. And he's going to take you all the way there. Lines are open. I want to hear from you. What are you afraid of? And what are you afraid of being afraid of? Give me a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You're welcome to comment on my Facebook page. You can friend me at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. All right, Willie, how you doing?
Incredible.
As always.
As always.
Nothing new about that.
I'm grateful. That's what I am, grateful for another day. I want to thank you for inviting me, and I want to thank Tiffany for reading my newsletter.
Our producer, Tiffany Copeland.
She read my newsletter, and the newsletter, every week we send out something to try and inspire and empower and encourage people, usually from the guests we have on my SiriusXM show, and I hope everybody listens tomorrow at 4 o'clock here on Channel 141. And Tiffany sent the nicest note saying, we'd love for you to share this whole concept you wrote about today, overcoming your fears, or your fears will overcome you.
So what are you afraid of?
I said it offline. I'm afraid of my wife.
I've seen your wife. You have nothing to be afraid of.
Not so much her. It's if I were to mess up, what she would do to me. But in all reality, everybody know I love my wife and I would crawl over broken glass to get her. I'm afraid of certain things. There are two fears that we're all born with that are innate. The fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Those are innate fears, psychologists have proven. And so everybody has that. If somebody were to jump out of you from behind a bush, or so, you're going to shock. No matter if you know they're even there, or you have an expectation they might be there, you're still going to, because you're innate. That's a defense mechanism. So there are certain defense mechanisms that we were all given to protect us from hurt, harm, danger. But most fears are learned behaviors.
Okay.
The fear of darkness, learned behaviors. Fear of snakes, learned behavior. Those are learned behaviors that someone said, when you're little, or they put into you, be afraid of the boogeyman or snakes. So we have to learn to overcome our fears, or our fears will overcome us. In other words, we must overcome those fears, or they will limit us. They will shackle us. They will keep us from flying and doing what we were born to do.
But how do you said fears are innate, but at its basic level, how would you describe it? And isn't it okay to be afraid of things? Because I kind of see fear like pain. Pain protects us from serious injury. It lets us know that there is danger, that something is wrong. Isn't fear the same thing?
Absolutely. That's why it's a defense mechanism. That's why it's put inside of you, so that you would be aware that there are things that you need to be wary of, that you need to stay away from. I am afraid of certain things that I know I will stay away from. But also, fear becomes a inhibitor from you becoming all you were born to be, the gifts and talents and abilities that were put in you. You don't release them. You don't live your life to the fullest because of fear.
So you're telling me that folks who are running around afraid of snakes, not because they've had bad experiences with snakes, but because everybody else is afraid of snakes, and so you're going to follow the crowd, that being afraid of snakes is going to keep you from being the person that you should be?
No, not snakes. You just use one.
Okay.
A fear of success.
Okay.
Fear of rejection. Fear of failure. Many people are fear of failure. They're afraid that if I try to live my dream, somebody's going to shoot me down, and so I won't even try. Mm-hmm. So what happens is people live below their potential and possibilities because of fear and doubt, where they don't live their dreams that they were born with, that they have the capacity to live because of fear.
But why do people fear those intangibles? Well, because like I said, you know, I talked about, you know, snakes, and people are afraid of spiders, and people are afraid of heights and those kinds of things. But it seems to me those are, you've got the physical world, and then you've got some emotional, psychological things.
That's what Tiffany called me for. Okay, that newsletter, I wrote about the fact of my first speech, Harold, I was afraid to give the speech. I was afraid I wouldn't do well. I would fail. And I almost didn't give it. But if I had not given the first speech, I would never have given the second speech, the fifth speech, the 50th speech, the 500th speech, the 5,000th speech. I would never have inducted in Speaker Hall of Fame. I would never have written my first book. I would have never traveled around the world because I would have stopped myself. I would have blunted or stunted my possibilities. And now I make my living speaking. Because I didn't let that fear of speaking. Many people, we know, we do a boot camp to help people to get over their fear of speaking, because many people, the number one fear in America is public speaking. The number two fear in America is death. Mm.
Well, we're going to get to that in just a bit, but I need to take a break. But we would like to hear from you. What are you afraid of? Don't be afraid to call. Don't be scared. I'm not going to bite you. Willie's not going to bite you. He may yell at you a little bit, but he's just loud, okay? But he's not really yelling at all. We want to know what you're afraid of. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, what are you afraid of and how do you deal with your fears? How do you face them? Motivational speaker and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141 radio host Dr. Willie Jolly is my guest tonight. Lines are open. Don't be afraid to call in and let us know what your fears are, or even if there's only just one. I'd like to talk about it at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Jonathan, calling from Washington, D.C., what's on your mind? Jonathan, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Can you,
Go right ahead. What are you afraid of, Jonathan?
I'm afraid that all of the things that I'm doing, that I'm trying to do the right thing, may be for nothing or may be for not.
What do you mean by that? Give me an example.
You know, I try to be a good person. I try to take care of family, and I try to do everything that's put on my plate that life brings my way. But everyone around me is selfish and self-seeking, and they're getting ahead when it seems like I have to struggle and work harder to get where other people are, who are not living for other people. You know, in other words, because of my sacrifice and trying to do the best that I can and be the best person I can be, you know, that has my life directed a certain way. But other people who are selfish, they seem like they're getting ahead. So it's a scary thing to seem like, you know, that doing the right thing is actually the wrong thing for yourself.
All right, Jonathan, let me jump in here. Shakespeare wrote a piece that said, "Our doubts are traitors and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt." You're doing the right thing. Don't let scripture says, have faith in good well-doing, that doing good things is a part of the process of overcoming your fears. You cannot stop because everybody appears to be. Fear is, by its definition, false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. So you can't get false evidence that looks real, but you're doing the right thing. I want to encourage you to keep doing the right thing. In fact, Jonathan, you're one of the the people who I was hoping would call, because Tiffany was so enthusiastic. What we decided to do is we knew we were going to get a lot of calls. We've gotten a lot of calls in my office from this piece I did. I want you to go williejolly.com/fear. Williejolly.com/fear. Next Tuesday night, I'm going to do a free teleseminar because of the people who might not be able to get on the call today, and just answer your questions in greater depth. Williejolly.com/fear, so we can really go into it. But you got to do.
But let me ask you this, though, Willie, because I mean, Jonathan obviously sounds like a good guy.
Sounds like a great guy.
But the reality is, if I may paraphrase, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, you're trying to do the right thing, and every time you turn around, the folks that are supposed to support you are kicking you in the teeth, right?
Pretty much.
There you
right.
go.
All right.
So how do you?
My friend Wally Amos said it like this.
Yeah.
He said that when you do good, people are going to kick you in the teeth, but do good anyway. He said when you try and win, people are going to try and make you lose, but try to win anyway. There's a whole poem about anyway. You got to do it anyway, because in the end, you start to win. You just have to have the faith to keep going. You hear what I'm saying, my brother?
Yes, sir.
All right, don't get discouraged.
Well, hang in there, Jonathan. Thank you so much. Let me go to Judy. Judy calling from Gaithersburg. Go ahead, Judy.
Hi. Good evening, everybody. Hi, Willie.
Hey, Judy. God bless you.
God bless you right back. The reason I'm calling is I thought about what I wanted to approach. And there were times in my life, there was a lot of darkness in my life. I was on drugs, alcohol, and I was afraid of failing, and I failed. It was like a self-fulfilling prophecy. But then by the grace of God, I got clean. I'm coming up on 18 years clean and sober now.
God bless you.
Thank you. But and I've got a lot of good things going on in my life. And what I'm finding out is that wherein I used to be afraid of failing, now to a certain degree, there's a fear of success.
Well, Judy, hold that point for me, because I think, you know, we're all going to ride that train with you. Can you stay with me?
Sure.
Stay with me, Judy, because I need to take another break. If you are on the phone, Judy, Karen, Camille, Tyrone, Kimberly, please stay with us. Don't hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of facing your fears.
And how to get over them.
That's right. You got to get over it.
Got to get past it.
Stay with us. We'll be back on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.
The Howard University